Is there sort of a number in your mind where even in a patient who is in good condition, has good renal status, et cetera, using chemotherapy is starting to kind of not make sense from your point of view? Is it 75? Is it 85? It's interesting to ask docs, what's the oldest patient you've given adjuvant chemo to? When you start getting up around 80, it's about where people just stop using it. Do you think that makes sense?
If you look at retrospective data on elderly on trials, and there's some good SEER data, again, suffering from lack of fine-tuning of what regimen, what doses. But if you look at the data, it will be a rare older patient with an ER-positive, node-negative breast cancer that gets any major value from chemo. In fact, it may be very few people in their 60s. And certainly what's so interesting is the Oncotype DX and the Taylor RX trial that's going on. I believe a lot of those people are going to be older people that go in that. So I think that those people will rarely derive benefit. Oh, there might be someone who's 66 and has a 12-centimeter tumor that's ER positive, and they're very few, very few. If you look at ER negative, PR negative, node negative in some of these trials, probably the vast majority of those patients don't benefit. But I would consider therapy in someone who had a 4-centimeter poorly differentiated tumor. I think adjuvant online is very accurate in telling you the risk of recurrence, where the Vancouver data, which they used to validate adjuvant online, did not really hold up well, was the added value of chemotherapy in postmenopausal women. Maybe it overestimates the value of chemotherapy. And there's a lot of extrapolation in looking at third generation regimens in adjuvant online, like TAC and dose dense therapy. We have really a paucity of data in older people, because when you put that in, you sometimes see improvements in survival that really don't jive with what you've seen in the clinical data available. So I think they might be worthy of consideration high risk. When you get to node-positive, ER-positive patients, the data's iffy. In the big SEER trial, the p-value wasn't significant, but there was a hazard ratio that favored some of the chemotherapy. If you look at the overview data at 15 years, at least the last Oxford publication, there is an added value of chemotherapy in ER-positive and ER-negative patients. And interestingly, in the overview, by 15 years, that proportional reduction in risk due to chemotherapy is similar in those patients, which is often unappreciated when you read that overview analysis. So I think in these patients, there's potential for benefit, especially larger tumors, poor features, and high risk, even if they're ER and PR positive. Where chemotherapy is very valuable is in healthy elders with ER, PR negative, node positive tumors. They're not a large group, but there the SEER data and other data we have are pretty compelling. So I urge people to use adjuvant online, because I think a lot of medical oncologists overestimate the benefits of chemotherapy in older patients, especially hormone receptor positive. And one of the nice things that Dr. Ravden has done in adjuvant online is he has factored in U.S. census data into the age.
Right.
So the nice thing about the model is when you put in the 81-year-old patient, you will get a nice list of what their chances of dying of breast cancer, which in this node negative, ER positive, 1.5 centimeter tumor is negligible, versus dying of something else. And that's data that's been highly reproduced in numerous trials and SEER databases and CME databases. So I urge people to look at that in making their decisions. It can be helpful.
Hell, a lot of people are looking at it. Yes. I got to ask you, what's the oldest patient you give an adjuvant chemo to?
I would say probably 80, 81. And I tell you, I'm always ambivalent there. There are very few people who walk in 80, 81 with no drugs on their card who are really in great, great shape. But if you have a healthy 80-year-old patient today, they're probably going to live 5 to 10 years on average from the data we have. So if they have a huge bad tumor,
ER
and
negative.
I get called 21 positive nodes, ER negative.
That's it.
Plays tennis.
Yep.
Go over the side effects. It's reasonable to do it. In fact, I just talked with someone earlier today about this, and I think you've got to have an informed patient. I would use programs like Adjuvant Online to make reasonable estimates. I go over the toxicity carefully, but patient understands it. Those numbers look good. I go for it.